1320 WILS. My next guest, the author of the brand new book just out this month, Outmaneuver, Outthink, Don't Outspend. He's got 20 years of experience in consulting and in the technology sectors, both as a consultant and entrepreneur. We're joined by Alex Verjoski. Alex, great to have you here.
Great to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I want to talk about your background because you've had an enormous success in, is it in the biofuel field? Is that right?
Yes, in the alternative energy field. I started a business about 10 years ago, and I took it from just an idea and a concept all the way to $12 billion in sales.
Wow. So you could retire at this point. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, thank God.
Now, what is the? How did you? What exactly did you get involved in that became so profitable?
Well, you know, that is actually the if you want the seed of the book. What I found is I found a business that wasn't very efficient, but that the product it is based on were in high demand, and that's something that in the book we call preemption.
You're talking about the biofuel.
Not only the biofuels. Uh-huh. Even within the biofuels, there is a segment called biopolymers, which is the future plastics of the world. And that is an even more profitable business than the biofuel itself.
Plastics that are made out of plant matter instead of petroleum?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. If you look around in your studio and you start taking count into how many things are made out of plastic there, you would be amazed. You would literally say, wow, I didn't realize until somebody brought to my attention how much plastic surrounds me. Hmm. Now imagine that has to come from somewhere. It either comes from petroleum or it comes from other sources.
So tell me this, Alex, I decided to tap into
those other sources.
When you don't have a background in this field, how do you suddenly look at a field like biofuel and identify this little segment and hone it out that way?
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing is that you have to be someone with an open mind and a curious mind. I have no background in chemistry, so I had to go and learn everything. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough that I had two parents who loved reading and chased, you know, my sisters and my brother with books throughout our childhood, making sure we read, and that paid off over time.
When you say you saw an inefficient market when it came to this segment, how did you identify it as being flawed?
What I did is when I first encountered the technology, okay, and the technology was based on seeds of castor bean plant. Mm-hmm. That had been genetically modified to produce more oil. I started learning more about, one, what is the castor oil market? What are the applications of the oil? Who are the major players? How efficient are they? And then I found that the market was very, very inefficient. Everything was still being done mostly by hand in very small plots. And what I did, the breakthrough came in that I industrialized all that process and brought it from manual agriculture to mechanized agriculture, which enabled us to produce huge quantities at a much lower price.
Incredible. I'm talking to Alex Verjoski. The book, brand new book, Outmaneuver, Outthink, Don't Outspend. Outmaneuver.net is the website. And so what is your number one piece of advice in the book on kind of finding an area, digging into it, and taking advantage?
My biggest piece of advice for anyone, and especially someone that wants to do a business, is you have to know it. You have to know what is happening in the business. You have to understand what the business is and what people think the business is. Let me give you an example. If you look at Maxwell House, there is no reason why Maxwell House wasn't the company that brought Starbucks to the U.S. or the concept of espresso-based beverage. But they missed it. They missed it by a mile. Mm. And the reason is that they saw themselves as being in the packaged goods. They didn't see themselves as selling coffee. Coffee for them was just something they packaged. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be in the supermarket. Howard Schultz wanted to be in the experience market. He wanted people to experience a different experience when they went to Starbucks to smell the coffee, to get the flavor, to have the ability to offer, you know.
They didn't have the vision in many ways. And do you view that to be the case in most industries where there's a, even let's say the auto industry, where there's somehow they miss some key innovations?
Yes, of course. And that's what the book is about. The book is to try, you have to outsmart. And that outsmarting of your competition comes from knowing the business.
Now, do you view it as kind of going in a battle, essentially?
It is a battle for all practical purposes. If you look at Apple and Samsung, they are battling. You know, no sooner is the iPhone 6S out that, you know, you have the Samsung 6 Galaxy S Edge out. Now they're talking about iPhone 7. Now you have the Galaxy S7 Edge.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, you know, continuously attacking in extremely expensive battles.
So tell me this, Alex. Alex Rajowski, by the way, the book Outmaneuver. When you're just starting, what's the first step once you've found an area you think here's somewhere where I think I can build a business? What's the first step to taking an advantage?
Well, the first thing you need to do in order to take an advantage is to start searching on the web. Is there something similar? How are people solving a problem? If you are designing a new piece of luggage, what is that piece of luggage going to provide that current luggage doesn't provide?
Mm-hmm.
How does that, you know, answer something? Why are people going to walk away from Samsonite and go to Bob's new luggage?
Okay. And so then, so once you've done that step, though, once you're confident of your product, what does it take then to you know, step in and get a piece of the market?
Now you're going to have to be very efficient, because as a small company, what you want is you want to, what the military calls economy of force. Mm-hmm. You want to have as much bang for your buck as you can. And the reason is because the big companies, they don't care. They don't care. They have so much in sales that they don't care if they're efficient or not.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is just to keep their volume going, to keep their share going. But you, as a small business, you want to be very efficient. So you want to streamline your operations, focus in those areas that are critical to your business to be able to push forward that business.
Hmm.
And to...
Uh-huh, go ahead.
And just, you know, be able to, you know, outsource what is not your expertise and keep what is your expertise.
Tell me this, Alex. How long did it take you once you went into this Castor Fields is the name of your company? How long did it take you to really get your feet down and get things moving in the right direction?
It took about, I would say, 5 years.
5 years.
We first started in a very small plot of land, about half an acre. We started planting. We started seeing how the plant, what we wanted to do, we wanted to create growth protocols. We wanted to create the protocols that we could then use as a template to be able to plant anywhere in the world where the climatic and ground situation was similar to where we started.
Right. Any along the way, were there moments where the things almost fell apart for you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The money was running out, or what was happening?
Well, I can tell you that there are two things that I learned from being an entrepreneur. The first one is you become a super negotiator with the bank and your credit card company, because those guys are going to provide the initial funding. And anybody who's an entrepreneur out there knows what I'm talking about. People will literally take loans, do whatever they need, because they have this dream and they believe that this dream can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they have to get it to a point where you have enough. So when you have one spark, that catches on and you start. You have to have enough to be able to go and show investors. That's the most difficult part. Then what you have to have is you have to have all your ducks in a row. So you have to have a corporate entity. You have to have a business plan. You have to do your numbers and know your numbers. You cannot walk into a business meeting and people start asking questions. What are your costs? And you don't know.
Mm-hmm. It is essentially, you need to appear professional. And what do you do now? Are you still running the company, Castor Fields?
No. I am actually now retired and I'm beginning to write a second book.
Retired, and how old are you?
54 years old.
54. That sounds like a good time to retire.
Yes, it is.
No desire to start another business? Or?
I would start another business, but it would have to be something compelling to me as a person, not necessarily for the money, but rather something that I would like the business.
And what's it like? I mean, are you enjoying retired life now?
Oh, believe me, this is the best thing that can happen to you.
Is it really? Yeah. How do you spend your days then, typically? Because it sounds like, I mean, you're very busy as a professional. How do you keep yourself busy now?
Well, you know, the first thing you realize is that work is not everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you begin to worry about your health. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to start exercising, which I do regularly and, you know, daily.
Uh-huh.
And I read a lot. I sit down and review ideas.
Mm-hmm.
People that come to me with business ideas, and I sit down, I review, and give them comments.
That's a lot of help for folks out there. Look, Alex made it, and he's giving you some advice in the book, Outmaneuver. Outthink, don't outspend. And many times you just don't have the money to outspend, so you have to outthink them. The website, by the way, is outmaneuver.net. Alex Verjoski, Outmaneuver, Outthink, Don't Outspend. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.